couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Okay, that was not Neil Miller. We have a confession to make. This is not Neil Miller here in the magical studio of the sky. It is...
Kelly Gingrey.
Yes, and where are you from, Kelly?
I'm from Flick Chick TV.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got her for another guest host. Neil had other fantastic things to do this week. It's fantastic.
I just thought maybe it was something fantastic. I didn't know it was Fest.
Well, it is fantastic, and it is Fantastic Fest. But I apparently the bands of geeks are descending upon Reject HQ and, you know, climbing into every corner of the place to
set up out.
Yeah, set up sleeping bags. They're going to be like Haitian refugees.
Nice. I like it.
So we went and we got Kelly to do Fat Guys at the Movies with us because she actually already is one up on Neil Miller, not just because she's doing the show today, but because she's seen way more movies than he has.
At least this week.
Yeah, this week. Well, you usually do. You usually do.
That's right.
But anyways, before we get started with the show, I wanted to say how you can get a hold of us. I'm just going to give you a different number. It's 740-205-6456. This is also where you can get us on the Idiot Boxers and that sort of thing. But this way, it goes right to me so we can get your questions and any other issues, and you can send them to us directly. We'll use that in future shows. You can also get us at fatguysatthemovies.com. You can reach us on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr. And Kelly, where can we find you?
I'm at twitter.com/KellyGingrey.
And spell that for everybody, just so they know.
Twitter, T-W-I. Oh!
Wah, yes. Wah, wah.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Gingrey, G-I-N-G-E-R-Y.
Yes. She's not a stripper, so she spells it with a Y.
That's right.
And it's spelled Gingrey.
It is, but it's not pronounced that way.
Yeah. But what do they know? They're writing to you.
I know, exactly. Don't worry about it. It's Ginger with a Y at the end.
All right, and tell us a little bit. We haven't had you on since, it was like March. It was right after you got back from South by Southwest. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, let's see. I really want world peace, and I...
Really? Do you really want world peace? I mean, we get so much cheap stuff over here because we don't have world peace.
I'm baton twirler, and I know. You know what? I have been a movie lover all my life, and I started writing a movie blog about 4 years ago, and then someone saw it and said, hey, you know what? They're looking for a flick chick on Mix 107.9 FM, and so now, crazily, I get to go to free movies during the week, screen them, and then talk about them on the radio, and so then I started my own website, flickchick.tv, and I do crazy videos about what I see and talk about pop culture, movies, you know, all that kind of craziness.
It's crazy. Is it a crazy website?
It's crazy.
Okay, good.
Did I say that a lot?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Like
I'm crazy
like,
that way.
Yeah, you are crazy.
No, I don't know. I'm tired. I think seeing the movie we just saw, but we'll get into that later. But
that's the truth. I mean, sometimes everyone says, you know, you see free movies, that's a great job. I wish I had it. Not always the case.
No.
So we'll leave that for a later segment to talk about that. But the first movie we're going to talk about is the CGI owl flick, The Legends of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole, in which Zack Snyder directs a bunch of CGI owls fighting for their freedom.
My soldiers, it is time to take the Owl Kingdoms.
Are doing something terribly wrong.
And you're gonna need to fly a long way to get to the Guardians.
You mean they're real?
Oh, they're real, all right.
What are we gonna do, Soren?
We're gonna find the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
You've all come this far, each protecting the other.
Did you see this movie?
No, I did not.
And that's because you wanted to bring the full Neil Miller awesomeness to the table.
Yes, I did. I'm trying my best.
What do you think, just without... having seen it, what are your thoughts on it? Just
I've seen the trailer 3 times in the theater. Mm-hmm. I thought I would rather stick pins in my eyes. That's what I thought.
Really?
Yes.
Why such anger to the owls? you want world peace as long as owls have nothing to do with it.
It's not so much. I didn't say stick pins in the owls, but I said my eyes because I don't want to see talking owls flying around and woo and the Ga'Hoole or whatever that is. I just thought, no.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Here's the thing. I kind of was lukewarm on it when I saw the trailers because it doesn't really say a whole lot. It's just owls. It's a bunch of owls flying.
Yes.
And it's done by Zack Snyder, who did 300 right. and Dawn of the Dead and Watchmen.
Which is an interesting thought that he would then do this. So I see which. I see that that is kind of curious.
Yeah, there's a lot of slow motion in the movie. But I'll tell you this, what's interesting about it, I took my kids loved it. It's in 3D, it looks fantastic in 3D.
It does look pretty, I mean, it definitely looked like a cool visual treat. I will say that.
Yeah. I didn't know anything going into it, even though I likewise had seen the trailer, mm-hmm. you know, a couple times. It doesn't tell you a whole lot in the trailer, and I kind of like that. And just because I got to see it, and it was very fresh, and it was different, it reminded me a little bit of Watership Down. Did you ever see Watership
yes.
Down?
Yes, with the rabbits.
Yeah, the rabbits. And, of course, that one was cell animated. This one was CGI. But it is this sort of society of these owls, and the younger owls get kidnapped by the bad owls, and they're enslaved, and then they have to go find the guardians, which are these sort of like superpower fighter owls to help save them. Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying. It's like already I'm just like, please, let me go. Ooh.
Wow. I have to say, I really enjoyed this movie. I really did. I did. And part of it is, for me, I'm sort of a sucker for the animated stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's crap out there, mm-hmm. trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Like Planet 51. And you know, Delgo. I mean, there have been some really, really, truly awful CG animated thing. And, of course, this is also by Warner Brothers, who did Happy Feet, which, did you like Happy Feet?
I thought that was cute.
It's cute, but it got stupid.
Yeah. Maybe I like penguins more than owls. Maybe that's it.
Okay, you've chosen your birds on this one. You've aligned yourself with the penguins and not the owls. I have to say, I liked it. I thought it was neat because, I mean, it's a very typical story. I mean, it's very rote. I mean, you've seen a lot of this before, where they have to go, you know, fight for their freedom.
Right.
I'll tell you, it looks fantastic, and the action's great, and it does have some very deliberate Zack Snyder slow motion. You do expect to get pooped on in slow motion.
Is Gerard Butler in it?
I don't think he is. I think, See, there's a train. This happened the last time.
It did. The train in the studio in the sky.
Yes, there's a train passing by with the owls and the train. That's okay.
And we talked about this before, and we thought, I wonder if there'll be a train tonight.
Maybe we should, next time we do this, we should record where there isn't a train.
You know, it is a thought.
That's always a possibility. Anyways, no, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a neat movie. It was good for kids. It's your basic story. It's nothing new or interesting. Mm-hmm. Has some parts in it that gets a little goofy, mm-hmm. and they have these weird montage segments. But overall, okay. It's a very sort of Narnia-esque without as much, you know, on the ground stuff. It's all in trees and okay. floats. But I mean, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun, and runs an hour and a half.
Okay. You consider that long for animated?
No, it runs the right amount of time.
That's what I would say. Are there any voice actors that we know?
Like Jeffrey Rush and Helen Mirren's in it. Okay. I don't have all the names. There's a lot. Like any animated.
Oscar winners.
Sure.
Wow.
But you know what? Big names in animation don't mean anything.
No, but I just found it interesting sometimes. You know, who chooses to do voice acting.
Yeah. They like it because they can show up and they can get their fee and they don't have to shower.
Exactly.
Just like this show.
Well, one of us did, one of us didn't. I'm not saying.
Well, you know, we'll have to say. The train, I don't think the train showered. But anyways, I'm going to say the Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahul is a totally see it. And the hell with what Kelly has to say.
Whatever. Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. I'm Kelly Kingery with
Kevin Carr, and not with Neil Miller, even though. See, what's funny? The reason it didn't work. I pointed this out to Kelly as I said I was going to have her do the deep voice but I never do the deep voice for Neil.
No, you do a high voice.
Yeah, hi everybody. I'm Neil Miller. He's also like Southern or something because he's in Texas.
Okay.
He's allowed to be a little bit of a Southern.
He's not an authentic Texan though.
No, he's from Cleveland.
Right, I know. So you know, he's Texan by way of Cleveland, whatever.
Well, he's been in Texas for like 2 years.
Oh, Neil.
Shame on you. Anyways, speaking of something that we want to loft a lot of shame on, should we go into the next movie?
We have to.
We have to. It's contractually obligated. It is the only movie you've seen this week.
Yeah, so both of us have seen this.
Well, do you want to quickly talk about the other one? That way you can just unleash full fury on...
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do the other one. It's Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, which I heard somebody once on Twitter say they thought they'd be more interesting if it was Wall Street, Monkey Never Sleeps. I would be way more interested in seeing that.
Now, see, that's interesting to me. You don't like my...
That I wouldn't want to see a movie with a monkey in it? That should be completely obvious. Be like, monkey, Kevin, he's there.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
That's not a monkey. That's an ape.
Now we're getting
there's a difference.
Primates. Okay, we're going to distinguish primates. Okay.
Well, an ape doesn't... monkeys have tails. Get it right, Gingery.
My zoology degree didn't come in the mail this week. Darn it. But yes, monkeys never sleeps.
I got you saying it. That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to have to listen to you on Friday morning on Flick Chick on your radio spot and have you say monkey. And you're like, damn it. Anyways, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. It's a sequel to Wall Street in which Gordon Gekko gets out of jail and decides to make more money.
Yes.
Someone reminded me I once said greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
No matter how much money you make,
Mr. Gekko,
you'll never be rich.
Why don't you start calling me Gordon?
And is repentant, I think.
Is he?
Well, I think he comes out and he realizes what he lost. You know, he lost a relationship with his daughter, who's now grown and played by Carey Mulligan.
Won an Oscar, was nominated for an Oscar.
Yes, she was. And you know, I think his marriage has fallen apart and this and that. And plus, his cell phone is way too big.
Well, I mean, he rectifies that, I'm sure. We haven't seen it because they didn't screen it in Columbus.
No, they did not.
Are you going to see it? Are you going to go at midnight?
I'm not going to go at midnight. I'm not. But actually, my daughter is in high school, and her business class, they are going, a huge group of them are going Thursday night at midnight to see this, and because they've been screening the original Wall Street this week in class, and now they're going to go see the sequel and talk about the issues that it presents.
Awesome. I'll be there, too.
Yeah, you will. Don't harass those high school kids.
Oh, those high school kids are annoying. They talk and they text for the whole damn movie.
You know they do.
They will. And this, it's an Oliver Stone movie, so it's going to get boring at some point. So everyone's going to be, I'll be texting. Give me your daughter's cell phone number, and I'll text. I'll be like, isn't this boring?
Hee hee. LOL. And then say something like, I'm the guy in the back row or something.
I'll be like, hey, who's that cute girl sitting next to you? I'll get kicked out. I'll get so kicked out.
You will get kicked out and arrested. I'm just saying.
Arrested? Just for texting?
Well, no, I'll call and tell them to do other things too, maybe.
What? Now you're plotting to now you're like saying, oh, I'm going to have this happen and this happen.
This could be a movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to this. I know you sounds like you're not, but first of all, I just like to say Shia LaBeouf. I just like to say that name. So whenever I get to say that, I just think that's crazy. But Michael Douglas,
that's your simple lady. You know, you're just like Shia LaBeouf. I'm happy now.
And now just think, and you know, did you know that in real life, maybe you don't know this, but Carey Mulligan is dating Shia LaBeouf. They're a real life couple.
So she's seen Shia LaBeouf in the booth.
Yeah. Yes.
No. If you don't know what that is, there's a YouTube video that just has Shia saying no in every single movie he's in.
Basically, and he does like no.
Yeah, no. Transformers, Indiana Jones,
and the what, Disturbia, all that stuff. But I think if Carey Mulligan marries him, she'll be Carey Mulligan LaBeouf. I mean,
not only for like a year or two, because then they'll get divorced. That's this Hollywood.
Nice.
It's Hollywood. Aww. Come on.
Isn't it romantic?
No. It's not about romance. It's about egocentric people who look good.
Okay. But you know what? Who else is in this? Frank Langella, Josh Brolin, we said Michael Douglas, Susan Sarandon, Shia and Carey. I mean, it's got an interesting cast. Oliver Stone is eccentric and crazy as a loon. But I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see where he's going to take this one.
I am curious to see it because I do think Wall Street was one of his kind of like last great films before he like went insane. And like JFK is when he just went over the deep end and then everything was JFK.
Right. I agree.
So I liked Wall Street. The only thing with Oliver Stone is he overdoes his stuff. It's like he overwrites it. He over-edits it. He could make a shorter movie. He could make a more concise movie. But, I mean, Nixon's a great example where you're just like, oh, my God, just stop making this movie already and get to the point. So that's what I'm not looking for.
Oliver likes a lot of Oliver. I mean, everything, more is more with him. Ugh.
Yeah. Is it not enough, Oliver? Are you greed? Greed is good, but not in your movies. I'm sorry.
Oh, honey. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe he's changed a little bit.
I'll see. I'll check it out. But I'm going to see it, and you can check out my review on Fat Guys, and you can check out Kelly's review in about 3 weeks when she sees it.
Exactly. At the Dollar Theater.
So the next one we're going to talk about, which we've been avoiding, is You Again, starring Kristen Bell as a girl who discovers her brother is marrying her high school nemesis.
Right. Gee, shocker. That's like the plot of every, you know, sitcom or something. An episode, a very special episode of Friends. Or
of You Again.
You know. Yeah, You Again.
So, Marnie, we have a lot to do before your brother's wedding.
I just feel bad that I haven't met his fiance.
Isn't it funny? You guys all went to high school together?
Wait, we all went to high school together? My brother is about to marry the girl who single-handedly ruined my life in high school.
You were prettier with the mask on.
Don't let the way those girls treated you bring you down.
You got this. Nothing to be afraid of. I can't relate to what I went through.
Nobody gets through high school unscathed.
What did you think of this movie, Kelly? I want to hear your take, since I know what it is.
Okay, first of all, I looked at the cast. I like Sigourney Weaver, although she played this exact same character in Working Girl, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, almost.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while since I've seen Working Girl. You are aware that movie's like 22 years old.
That's how old I am.
Oh, amazing.
Shocker. Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay, so I like Sigourney. I like Jamie Lee Curtis, okay? And they're women of a certain age, actresses of a certain age. Then you got younger actresses, Kristen Bell, who's hot. I guess I would consider her to be
I would not kick Kristen Bell out of my bed reading her.
I did not mean hot that way.
I meant hot that way.
I know you did. And Odette, how do you say it? Odette Eustemann?
Odette Yetstman, I think is how you say it.
Yetstman?
She's never corrected me. So.
And what else has she been in? Because I can't play. I know I've seen her name, but I don't recognize her.
She was in The Unborn. She was in. Did you ever watch October Road? She was in that show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But The Unborn, honey, you know, you and I have talked about, I don't see those movies.
It's a bad movie.
Well, good. I see bad movies, but I don't see movies. I'm just saying, I don't see movies about like things coming out of people's heads, people looking in mirrors, and there's something bloody behind them. That I stay away from.
Horror movies like You Again.
Yes. So you asked me what I thought. Here's what. I saw the cat, and oh, of course, the trailers all show Betty White, and what, she has like 2 minutes in the movie. She's not hardly in it at all. She has a couple funny lines, but it was a waste. It's a waste of talent. I think I was disappointed because it was a waste of talented actors and actresses. Vincent Garber, who I love, and he's in it.
And his ear.
And his ear.
He's got the biggest left ear on the planet.
Oh, only the left ear is big?
Yeah. If you notice it, it's huge. It's like twice the size of his nose.
I'll have to. No, I can't go see this movie again. So I'm
go watch Alias or something like that.
I love Alias. Okay. I'll watch some past episodes of that, you know, on DVD. But I was disappointed. And it was like, I think they didn't know if they wanted it to be slapstick, because there are tons of slapstick stuff.
Not well done slapstick.
No. But they did, and then compassionate and sweet and like this, or somebody's going to repent and be, so it was like a mix of, honey, just decide what you want to be. And that drives me crazy with movies like that. Ah.
No, I get it. I have to say that I do agree with you. I did not like this movie. I thought it was very forced. And it's one of those things that you had to know what it's about by seeing the trailer. But if you see the trailer, you're just kind of going through the motions for at least half the film.
Right. I agree.
And my biggest problem was, yeah, like I said, the cast, I don't have a problem with the cast. The cast is a good cast. They're good people. They're good actors. But it felt like a stage play.
Yes.
In the sense that they were so
over the top.
Yeah. There's this whole scene in the beginning where they meet everybody at a dinner, and everybody's just like, oh, I'm having so much fun. They're like overacting extras, and it's excruciating to watch. And I think it did hit a reality at the very least, because I've been to weddings where you have to sit down with people that you don't like and you're irritated with, and that's what this was like,
right,
sitting there.
It was like sitting through the whole movie. It was like sitting through a dinner with people you don't like.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, oh, and all the people, you had a thing to say about who you think the audience is for.
I think it's for older women.
Define older women. I'm not going to bust you out on your
end. No. But I think it's for...
We all know you're 22.
Yes, exactly. As I told you, and I would never lie on the radio. I would never lie anywhere. I would say they would love to say that they're aiming it at 20 and above because Kristen Bell, but no way. There's no young girls that want to see this movie. I think it's 35 on the low end. I mean, there are probably 40-year-old women, 50-year-old women, and up that will find this humorous because they like Sigourney Weaver, they like Jamie Lee Curtis, Betty White. They find this is, I mean, I can't imagine that any male is going to see this movie and think it's funny and want to sit there.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm going to say it sucks. What do you say before I go to a break? Go ahead, quick. You got a minute.
So. It sucked.
All right.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We had just come off the rampage. Was that a good?
That was, I don't know. It was a serial killing or something that we just did.
Well, it was just one movie.
Yeah. Oh, not serial. Mercy Killing?
Mercy Killing's a great one. So, okay. So yeah, if you're old and you're not in the target Hollywood demographic, you'll probably love You Again.
Yeah, I would say so. Or if you, you know what? It's aimed at women who like Activia.
If you like to, if you like to eat yogurt so you can poop better, you're going to love this movie.
I didn't, well, yeah.
That's what it's about. I mean, if you not watch the ads, it's like, I mean, they don't say it. They're very nice. They're like, going, oh, do you want to keep regular with it? They come in and say, having trouble pooping? Eat my yogurt.
Do you have problems with your digestive system is how they kind of say it.
You ever sit on the crapper and not produce? Well, you should eat Activia.
How did Jamie Lee Curtis turn into this and the Activia spokeswoman person? I mean, I like her.
Well, she's old. I mean, there's nothing wrong, but she's old in a. I mean, I actually have to say, even though I did not like her in this movie, I do think Jamie Lee Curtis has grown old gracefully.
Yes, I think she has too, and I like that she kind of doesn't try to, you know, Botox and plastic surgery herself up. I do like that. I think she's got guts and chutzpah. That's why I kind of cringe and it upsets me when she's in a movie like this.
Yeah, I do like Jamie Lee Curtis. And what's funny, it is another thing about You Again. You do have to get into your time machine and go way, 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 way back to 2002.
Yeah, right. I know. It's
how old does that make you feel? Not 22, I'm pretty sure.
No. You know what? And also, the best part of the movie was the end credits. Okay. I thought those were the most clever of the whole movie. They did kind of, it reminded me of Grease, you know, with the pictures. Like, they brought out yearbooks, and they had live action scenes inserted into yearbook, like you're turning a yearbook, and there were funny scenes, and they had, I mean, can we spoil it and say they had a band from the 80s come out and play?
Sure. We're going to spoil. Cares. This is not Rosebud is a Sled kind of thing.
That's true. Yeah, whatever. It's Hall & Oates. And they come out because they reference them during the movie and then they come out and play. And it was, and that's through the credits at the end. And actually, I mean, seriously, I hate it when the best part of the movie is the credits. Yeah,
it wasn't good. I will say, I don't want to say anything more about this. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
What about the box office? Box office from last week. The movie that won was The Town.
Yes.
What do you think of The Town?
You know what? I haven't seen it. I gotta be.
What kind of movie review are you?
I was sick last week. I had a sinus infection, honey, and so I'm sorry, but Ben Affleck
you wanted to be able to pant and drool and no, your sinus.
I was just gonna say he wasn't gonna draw me out of my sick bed. That's what I'm saying. To see that screen.
What if Ben Affleck came to you personally and drew you out of your sick bed?
Could it be George Clooney?
Oh my gosh, man, beggars can't be shooters. That would be like me saying, you know, I really think Kristen Bell's cuter, but you're like, well, how about Odette Jesmond? Well, she's kind of scrawny. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, George, you know, I just have a thing for George. And call me George. That's all.
Yeah, because George listens to this show.
You're watching.
George Clooney.
He listens to the Fat Guys. He reads your blog, I'm sure. I know it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on before the people in the white coats, which does not include George Clooney, come after you. But yeah, The Town won, not a big, it was a big surprise for some people, not for me.
Right, not for me either. I mean, it looked good. I think they did very good press on that one, you know, and he was everywhere promoting that, and so was the cast, and they had it. And I think it came at a time when there wasn't anything else like it in the theater, you know, so it kind of, and then number two was,
big number two was that movie.
Right, but I mean, you know, they were two totally different films, you know, so I think, I don't know.
Well, one of the things with The Town, I think what really helped The Town out, well, first of all, it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't perfect. It had some problems, but it was a good movie. And it was exactly what you expected you'd get. And that's what they were promoting it as, and people saying, this is, it's not like you went and saw these ads and it was promising action and drama and it was this rom-com or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And Easy A, I wasn't a huge fan of, but, you know, it did okay. And then Devil did, what was Devil number three, I think?
Yes.
Did you see Devil?
I just,
you don't see horror movies.
I don't see those. And now this is one about, they're in an elevator and one of them is the devil. I mean, no. Stay away.
It was a good movie.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I don't see those movies because they scare me. But I thought that was an interesting concept. So
it's a big Twilight Zone episode.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Yeah, so that came in third, and then Alpha and Omega came in fifth. Did you even know that opened?
I did. I did. I remember I had a sinus infection last week.
Okay. Well, no, well, they didn't screen it for us. That's why I'm asking you, and nobody saw it.
You made, because, like, you're making fun because I didn't see anything else, so how would I know Alpha and Omega?
Oh, come on, you've seen way more movies than Neil Miller has.
True. Very, very true. I have.
What do you think is going to win this weekend? Big, big, big throwdown. What do you think? Everyone's predicting Wall Street.
I do. I think Wall Street. I don't think it's going to be huge, though. I mean, it's going to be one of the smaller. I don't think it's going to be a huge.
Throw out a number. What do you think?
Boy. 30s?
Really? 30s? Yeah,
maybe. Like low 30.
I think Guardians of the Owls is going to win.
Do you really?
A couple things. First of all, it's a kids' movie, and there's really nothing out there right now, because, like, last week there was no, well, there was Alpha and Omega, but nobody cared, and the week before that was like all R-rated films and everything. So this is sort of like your first fall going back. Kids are going to see it. You got the bigger 3D and IMAX presentation, ticket prices, and it's a good movie. It's an hour and a half. People can go in. They can get out. Wall Street runs a little long, and I really think it's going to be front-loaded.
Okay, I'm going to give my reason for Wall Street. I think that other than The Town last week, there haven't been a lot of good adult, like for moms and dads and adults that want to go out maybe on a date and go see something. You know,
you think Wall Street's an adult, like a date movie?
No, not a date. I mean adults. What I'm saying is, I don't know. Listen, maybe the medication's still in my head a little bit. What I'm saying is this, though. It's a known quantity. It's 20 years old, right? This Wall Street franchise, if you want to call it as a franchise. I don't know.
I think it's more than 20, wasn't it? It was the mid-80s, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe he's 88.
I'm just saying that Michael Douglas is popular. People like, adults like him, okay? They do. They like him in something, and this is something they know. I think it might fool people. I think more people will go than you think, because I just think they know this. It's a known quantity, so they're going to go, oh, I like the first one. I want to see that again.
Okay. I'm gonna stick with saying that Guardians is gonna probably run right around 30, okay. 35. I'm gonna say Wall Street is probably in the low 20s, is my guess.
Okay.
And then I think You Again is gonna be like 15.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't know.
If that.
I can't even imagine. Sorry.
So okay.
Sorry, Jamie. I love you. I do. I do. But and I like Sigourney too, by the way.
You're on a first name basis with these.
Yes, guys. Yes, I am.
And George Clooney.
Georgie.
It's Georgie?
Yes, Giorgio. You know, he has that place in Lake Como, which I'm still waiting to get my invitation.
I do not know he has that place in Lake Como. I don't know.
You don't know.
You probably know the address, and you probably have satellite footage of it.
Shh. People may be listening.
Did you like The American? I wanted to ask you because that's his latest movie. That's his big Oscar grab.
And did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably same place you did.
Probably. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Okay.
But I know what they were going for. It was kind of that European kind of 70s kind of slow, deliberate, minimal dialogue, kind of moody, the whole thing, right? But what I said to people was, they cut that trailer. I thought that was very deceiving. It made it look more action and more, you know, like him running and jumping down. People thought they were going to see The Bourne Identity or something, I think. And I'm like, no, that is, just so you know, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but I wanted people to know that is, the trailer is deceiving, I thought. So I liked it. It's not how, you know, I like my Georgie to be witty and charming and kind of devil may care.
But you did like him doing the push-ups and the sit-ups and the chin-ups, didn't you?
I will not disagree with that.
Okay. No, but I think you're right. With the trailer was very action-packed. And I even went on when I went on TV, and they, of course, the clips they pulled were the big shootout when he's in the scooter and everything. And I remember the first thing I said, I go, it's not this. This is not the movie here. Mm-hmm. And I think that they do. It brought people out the first weekend, but I think people forgot about it because I don't think it's really a mainstream movie to begin with.
No, it's not. It's not. It's very arty. It's very European-like and very, you know, it's a psychological, it's a mood piece. You know, it's not action-packed. It's a thinking man's kind of hitman guy. Whatever.
Okay. Thinking man kind of hitman guy. That I hear they're going to put that on the cover box when the DVD comes out. Go see The American. It's a thinking man kind of hitman kind of guy movie.
Yes.
With Georgie.
Yeah, and my other qualm was this. Okay, let me just put this in. I know you'll get a kick out of this. Okay, the hooker with the heart of gold, okay? Not only is that a cliche, why do they always have to look like a Victoria's Secret model?
She didn't look like a McDonald's. No,
oh
she had.
God. She was gorgeous.
Well, she was hot, but she was. She had her curves, and she had
That's
a little
what
bit.
I mean, but I think I consider Victoria's Secret models to be curvy. And
no, they're skinny
this up here.
I don't know.
You find them too skinny. Okay, but I'm just saying. I guess I meant her face is gorgeous. She's gorgeous. I mean,
well, who's gonna go and get? Who's gonna fall in love with a hooker with like two teeth missing?
No, I don't mean. But
and one arm, and a big mustache.
I agree. And that was quite a, I mean, that was kind of a sex scene was more than he's ever done in movies.
Yeah,
you know,
you saw a lot.
You did. I mean, more than I expected. Mm-hmm. I wasn't complaining, but it was more than I was like, wow, okay.
wow. You sound like my 2-year-old when he sees a fire truck. He's like, whoa, Dad, whoa. I can just see you. Did you see the press screening? Was that you who came in late?
Yes, it was.
And you sat right in the corner, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. I had an appointment. I couldn't even for Georgie. I couldn't get away. But
I kept looking at you during the more gratuitous George Clooney moments, waiting to see you just like, shiver.
Right. Or burst into flame or something. Right. Okay. No, but I'm just saying. You know, now so I sound like your son when I talk about George Clooney. I sound like your son when he sees a fire truck.
No, when just when you go, wow, Dad, wow, whoa.
Oh,
you know how kids are when they see and every fire truck and motorcycle or whatever he's got to point out to me because he's only noticed him now. He doesn't realize I've had 22 years of watching.
Exactly. Just like me, I'm only noticing George Clooney now. It's like, you know. Anyways.
All right, well, let's move on. We got a Fat Guy 5 to do. And this is actually, I got to give Kelly credit because she is the one who came up with this one. It's a great thing, but I don't know if I would have necessarily come up, but I think it's very appropriate. Why don't you introduce it?
Okay. You know, after seeing you again, which we both did.
The movie, not seeing me again.
That's true.
Please tell me this, the sight of me walking into the theater was not what gave you this idea.
No, it is not. But you said maybe we could do something, you know, relating to one of the movies we're talking about. So I said, why don't we talk about the last 5 movies where Jamie Lee Curtis looked feminine. Because, I mean, I don't know.
Not including activity ads.
Right, because that's the other thing I'm very curious about. She's almost morphing slightly into very androgynous looking, you know? And she was, I think, they started her career, you know, because people handle people, you know, the agents and the managers and all that. She was kind of a femme fatale.
Teen Scream Queen.
Teen Scream Queen, who had a great, I mean, she had a nice body and she was pretty. I mean, shoot, her mom is Janet Leigh. Her dad is Tony Curtis. She's got great jeans. This is a gorgeous gal, you know.
I like her in her jeans back in the 70s.
Exactly. See? But so now these last few movies she's been, you know, she, nothing against short hair, but it is very, very short. It is almost mannish looking. And she's kind of got strong features. And so it's almost like
she's got a mustache. She's got a Tom Selleck mustache.
Too. Oh, don't say that. I think activity causes that.
Is it really? Oh, wow. Now I'm going to get sued by activity on people.
Nice. But anyway, so we're doing the last 5.
Well, not the last 5, but 5 of them.
Right. I didn't mean the last 5. But I mean, like, the what are the 5 movies when she looked feminine back then or whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying it right. You say it. What are we saying?
5 movies in which Jamie Lee Curtis looked feminine.
Yes, that we can remember. Right.
Well, the Fat Guy 5 has never been a definitive list.
Good.
It's just 5 random movies.
Good.
I think.
I love
that was the first one. You want to do this one, the first one?
Yes. What is? Oh, yeah, True Lies. Mm-hmm. And I love that movie. And I thought she was great in it. You know, she and Arnold.
Arnold.
Get down. The chopper, get down.
Get back.
She was great in this, and she had that, you know, she played like a dumpy dowdy, mm-hmm. and then
a dumpy dowdy.
A dumpy dowdy, and then she, you know, da-da-da, and she turns into va-va-voom when she's trying to, you know, get him and be part of the whole action. And so I thought she was great in that. She looked great.
Her stripping scene was really her.
Right. I mean, that was va-va-voom.
Wow.
Right, exactly.
All right, next one would be Halloween.
Yeah, which is her first film,
yes.
I believe. I don't think she did anything. I mean, I think that was her first film.
I think it was. I don't know if it was her very first film she ever had, but it definitely was the first big one with
yes.
her.
And she, you know, I mean, she was supposed to be a teenager. I don't think she was a teenager. She was probably in her 20s, but she was supposed to play. And she looked great. So, and she was, I think, what everybody considered to be kind of a typical, you know, good-looking all-American teen. And that's why then she kept making all those kind of movies for a while.
Like Prom Night. And,
uh-huh. Terror Train and what else?
Well, we'll have another one on this list. The other one I want to point out is Trading Places, and the reason I just said my own thing. I said she plays a hooker and she shows her boobs.
Right.
And that to me, I think every actress should have a role like that in which they play a hooker and show their boobs.
Okay.
You don't agree with me? What
every
if
actor?
George Clooney play an actor showing playing a hooker?
Like a male hustler?
Yeah, maybe you know like American Gigolo.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I just planted the seed. Your husband's going to love me for that. All right.
Whatever. George, you know, he can do no wrong in my book. But, yes, I know a lot of people talk about Trading Places with mm-hmm. Jamie doing that. And I remember reading an article, an interview with her, and she said she made a conscious decision and she was going to do that. You know, she wasn't sure if she wanted to do that scene. But I think John Landis talked her into it, and she said, okay, you know. And so, and it I think. There's something like, I also read another place where people, when it was first released on video, because that was before DVD, people would stop it and start it, and guys were like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. Yes, that may have happened in a couple houses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next one?
The next one is A Fish Called Wanda.
That's right.
I love that movie. She and Kevin Kline are hilarious, and she and what's his name?
Michael Palin
and John Cleese. I mean, that whole cast is great. And she, I loved her in that. I thought, you know, she played the lone female that the guys were all kind of after, or a couple of them were after. But I liked her in that. And yeah. She was pretty.
Very sexy in that movie.
Yes, yes.
And then the last one, this is yours because you love 80s crap.
I do. 80s crap.
Well, I love 80s crap too. This is not my kind of crap. Oh my God, another train's coming.
Here comes
Thomas the Train Engine. All right, well, you tell us this one.
This one, I chose Perfect. Now, does anybody remember the movie Perfect?
And it was, they're not going to answer you. They're just listening.
I know. A lot of people do that. Maybe that's in my head, though. I ask people questions. They never answer me. Oh, stop that. No, don't do that.
Well, it's better if you start getting answers in your head, then you might need to go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Clooney?
Sure, Dr. Clooney.
Anyways, Perfect. You know, it was based on an article in Rolling Stone magazine, okay, about fitness and how fitness clubs were really the singles, what's that called? Singles bars of the 80s. You know, fitness clubs became that. So they did this movie about it, and it was a big deal. John Travolta, it was a big deal that he was in it, and Jamie Lee Curtis. And she really, I mean, that's when they first, I think Hollywood first said, whoa. I mean, other than, you know, she showed her boobs in Trading Places, but they said, this girl has a body. You know, she does. I mean, and so.
Well, there's that real famous with her bouncing her
yes.
butt. That's a real, I know that scene from the trailer.
I'm sure you do. And you probably
hey,
never stopped
I was a
and
kid.
Started. I know, exactly. But so I mean, she was known as a good looking actress. I mean, I hate to keep talking about beauty and physical. I'm not really but we were.
Oh, never stopped you with George Clooney.
I know. And I love kidding about that. But I just meant, I don't know. We had to pick a fat guy five and.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
Don't be an apologist about what you pick. But she had, look at these iconic movies. I consider that an iconic movie because that was kind of, not because it was necessarily such a big blockbuster, but it was a very, you know, a snapshot of the time, that movie. And I mean, look at these movies that we're talking about. Trading Places, I think that's iconic. I mean, that is a very.
Yeah.
So Perfect, Trading Places, obviously.
I don't know if I throw Perfect as iconic.
No, but what I meant was the snapshot. You know, it's a very specific.
Okay, it's indicative of the decade.
Yes, exactly. And Halloween, obviously, we know that's iconic. And True Lies, I mean, I think, I don't know about iconic, but that is, I mean, a lot of people talk about that movie as one of their kind of favorite. I mean, at least James Cameron. It shows he has a sense of humor and, you know, a little bit, I don't know, whatever. What do you think?
No, I think they're good. I think it's a good list. There's one that I'm putting on as an honorable mention, and that is The Fog. Because I think she bangs Tom Atkins in that movie, and you know what? Any woman who bangs Tom Atkins automatically looks feminine because he's such a dude with his stash.
His porn stash or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he would look weird without
it. Yeah, he would. He's a rough and tumble character actor. You know, he is a guy that, you know, he's just a rough, craggly guy.
He's the kind of guy that you can imagine would come into a hotel room, drink, finish off a bottle of beer that has a dead cigarette in it, not even blink, and then have sex with a hooker in his bed.
Yes.
That defines man for me.
Yeah, right. Lovely.
I think we should go to a breakdown.
Waiter! Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies, and now it's time for the world-famous DVD Roundup. Wow, I like it when you do that.
Oh my gosh. You like it when George Clooney does.
I know. Well,
let's talk about some of the DVDs. You want to talk about one that came out last week, actually, Glee.
I'm a Gleek.
Are you a Gleek?
Yes, I am. And I love Glee because it celebrates maybe the people that just are a little bit wacky and different and the oddball. And high school is such a crazy, you know, kind of like You Again, the movie we saw this week. It's kind of that way too. But I love musicals. So I'm crazy about music. My daughter and I watch it together. And I think they get great guest stars. And I love the cast. I mean, and I was blanking on her name. I love her so much. The one who got the Emmy.
Jane Lynch?
Yes, Jane Lynch.
She's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. So wonderful. And so I love the songs and the music and the craziness. And
look, I got the Blu-ray and for the first season. It looks great.
Oh, it does?
And what's funny is my wife didn't want me to watch it because she liked it. And she liked like a show like Royal Pains. And then I started watching Royal Pains and I hated on it.
Oh, and so she didn't want you to ruin it for her.
Yeah, and so she's don't watch Glee. So I started watching Glee because I was in show choir when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So I have But what I like about it is it's not about a show choir. It's about kids and they just have that's the backdrop.
Yes, I agree. And come on, anyone that does theme shows about Lady Gaga. They're doing one. They did Madonna.
Yeah, I'm only about halfway through the season, so I haven't gotten to all those.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll burn out though.
Okay.
Well, I mean, do you think that they'll be able to continue to do theme shows for like 5 years?
No, and I think luckily they don't. You know, everyone isn't a theme show, obviously, but I love they. Maybe you've noticed in some of the shows the episodes you've watched, they twist the songs. It's not just they don't just do cover the songs, but they twist them like they made like Poker Face. The character that's the mom and the character that's the daughter, they sang it like a ballad, you know, and it was just so cool. It was just different than you thought. So that's what.
Because Poker Face is overused. As good of a song as it.
Exactly, but this way it was fresh. You know,
yeah.
So I like that they kind of change it up a little bit.
Okay, cool. The other ones we want to talk about that came out this week, we've got Robin Hood. Did you see that with Ridley Scott?
You mean Gladiator with green tights?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Robin Hood Begins. Yeah, it was. You know, it's they get the longer cut on Blu-ray, and it looks good on Blu-ray, but it's just it's not a Robin Hood movie. And they don't mean it to be, but don't bill it as a Robin Hood.
No,
movie.
Right. From everything I read and heard and talked to people about, it was dark, depressing, slow, and just like.
And Cate Blanchett was completely pointless.
Oh right, I don't know what that is. I like Russell Crowe, almost as much as George Clooney. Yeah.
Speaking of George Clooney, we've got Tinker Bell and the Great Fairy Rescue is out.
That's not very nice.
Nothing. No, I was just saying. I just picked one he's completely not involved in. That's a Disney movie. It's a CGI Tinkerbell movie. Did you see it or get it?
I did not.
It's cute. It's definitely cute. Check it out. Okay. Modern Family season 1.
I love that show. I mean, there's a reason why that show got an Emmy for best comedy, and people talk about it because it's funny. It's just funny, and the cast is great, and the storylines are funny. You know, I mean, it's fresh that there's finally something good on television that is.
Yeah.
Talking down to you or a reality show.
I have to say, the fatter the character is, the more I like them. I mean, I like, my favorites are Cam. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious. I like Manny. He's funny. Ed O'Neill's funny. And Gloria's boobs, which are big.
Oh, here we go.
Let's move on to 2.5 Men season 7. You have a bone to pick with Charlie Sheen.
I just don't find him humorous at all. And so, you know, and I think we differ on this, but I just think... he's, I think people like it because they like the character. They think his character is funny. I mean, who doesn't want to walk around in bowling shirts and in his pad and write jingles or something? He's rich and whatever. I just think Charlie Sheen is a terrible actor.
It's not like anyone's holding a knife to your throat on this.
Oh. Nice. Funny.
There's also How I Met Your Mother season 5.
That's a cute show too.
That's very cute, and that's out on DVD. They've also got Spartacus: Blood and Sand season 1.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen that, but I've read about that, and it looked kind of interesting. But it's like, oh, oy, there's so many things I want to watch.
It is a bit of 300, the TV yes. show. It gets out of that after the first couple episodes, but yeah, it starts out that way.
Okay, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
There's also a bunch of them we can mention. You know, Desperate Housewives season 6.
Hey!
What?
I'm a Desperate Housewife.
I don't. So am I, but I don't like the show.
I do. I get a kick out of it. I do. I still do. I think it's going on a little bit long. It's a little bit long in the.
It's like 6.5 years in the future now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because they like bumped ahead 18 months after Gabrielle married the mayor, and then they bumped ahead 5 years then when Gabrielle had her kids.
Yes, they did. They did. They're stretching it a little bit, I think.
And The Mentalist season 2, that's a good show.
Hard. The Mentalist. Oh, I like him too. Yeah. He's cute. Oh.
He's cute. You sound just as bad as I do. Human Target season 1, Alien Autopsy, Castle season 2. Do you watch Castle?
Castle. That's the one about the detective writer.
Yeah.
You know what? I watch that sometimes because it's on right after Dancing with the Stars.
So, anyways, we're going to end.
That guy.
Nathan Fillion.
Fillion, right. And I like him. You know, they wanted him to be a movie star, but I think he's a TV star.
Yeah, he's good. Well, we got to wrap up here because we got about 30 seconds left, but thank you to Kelly Gingery from flickchicktv.tv.
Yes.
It's Flick Chick, not Chick Flick.
It's right. I'm the Flick Chick, and it's flickchick.tv.
Thank you very much for sitting in and actually seeing a movie this week. And if you need to reach us, it's fatguysatthemovies.com. You can get her at twitter.com/KellyDingery. And we'll have all that information on the website. Otherwise, we will see you all next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye-bye.